Well, good morning, Warrior fans, wherever you are, and welcome to another exciting edition of Amity Warrior Basketball. The Warrior boys get set to take on the Catlin Gable Eagles from Salem Academy High School in the auxiliary gym in this Christmas tournament, Christmas break tournament, if you will. And the boys are playing in what is known over here as the white tournament. There's also a green tournament. And Dayton is actually in the green tournament along with seven other schools. Amity is in the white tournament. So just looking at the Amity tournament here. Catlin Gable today, winner of this gets the winner of Santiam and De La Salle. Should be De La Salle. Most years that would be the case anyway. De La Salle right now is ranked seventh in the state for 3A. And Kennedy's a 2A team, but they're a pretty good 2A team. That's Santiam, excuse me, Santiam. So De La Salle should win that game. In the lower half of this bracket, Blanchette's playing Umatilla, and Oregon Episcopal's playing Western Christian. So, and of course, Amity's own Peyton Richardson playing for Western Christian of their basketball team. That's a good team. Ranked number two in the state for 2A. Amity right now ranked number three in 3A with an 8-1 record coming into this game. And Catlin Gable is now 13th in the state. After the Warriors beat them last week, they come in with a 4-7 record. We got about 6 minutes before the start of this one. Should be pretty informal. I don't think they're going to do starting lineups or anything. They'll just get rolling. They don't have rosters here, so I had to go and handwrite some rosters for the start of this game. It's not too bad considering that we just called this game last week for Christmas and or after Christmas. Hope everybody's having a great Christmas break. Back to school on Monday. So the Warriors handled this team pretty easily last week. Let me pull this game up here for you real quick. Warriors 8-1, of course, haven't played any league games yet. And last week, this was a 74-61 game. The Warriors getting the victory. That was on the 29th of December. And Catlin Gable presents a couple of challenges. One of them is the point guard, Jet Shang, and the other is Jonas Zeller, their 6'8" big man. Catlin Gable did not utilize their big guy very well against Josh in the first game. He's, like I said, 6'8". He's not a great offensive player. He can hit the elbow jumper, which they didn't give him any opportunities to hit in that first game. And he can also, of course, score down low. He's real nice down low, off the glass. Either side of the rim, he's pretty comfortable down there. And they really didn't go to him, didn't post him up down there at all until Jet Shang went out of the game and in the fourth quarter, and the backup point guard began to feed Zeller in the low post, and he just kind of had his way down there. And, of course, in that game, the Warriors found themselves in some foul trouble. Both Wart and Parr spending some time on the bench in the first half in foul trouble, and so that'll be one of the keys. Had a chance to talk with Josh a little bit yesterday about this matchup again and kind of how he would approach it differently than he did the first time now that he's played against Zeller once. You know, and he remarked, he's like, you know, I'm probably going to front him quite a bit and get some backside help from Tyler or whoever else is on the other side. Try to keep him from being able to catch that ball in the low post, he said, and try to keep him from getting that low post position. Try to keep him out of the really low post, make him have to work for his position, but at the same time, got to stay out of foul trouble. As far as dealing with Jet Shang goes, Shang about 5'10", lightning quick off the dribble, and gave the Warriors some problems off the dribble a little bit. Didn't have a great game finishing at the rim, but did get the Warriors in some foul trouble with his penetration. And so it'll be interesting to see how the Warriors deal with this. Shang is a handful in man-to-man defense. So it'll be interesting to see if the Warriors play some more zone against Catlin Gable this time. And so that it's a little bit tougher for Shang to be able to penetrate. Because off the bounce, he's as good a penetrator as we've faced in the last couple of years. Just incredibly quick, great handle. A decent enough three-point shooter that you just don't want to leave him standing alone out there. And so the combination of those things makes him a really tough cover in man-to-man. If you go to a zone defense, of course, you can collapse a little bit on that, get some help. It's a little bit tougher on ball handlers to be able to penetrate. And so it'll be interesting to see if that's what Scott decides to go through this game. I don't have any insight into that, but if I were a betting man, I would say they'll probably play some zone and try to keep Shang from being able to penetrate. and get in deep. Now, the problem, of course, is if you do penetrate a zone and you are a good passer and a heady basketball player, you can get yourself into that zone just past kind of the first layer, and as the help defense comes to collapse on you as a ball handler, there's opportunities to dish, and when you've got a big guy inside, that's the downside of playing the zone, is that the point guard can find some open looks for the big guy down low once they do get a little bit of penetration into the zone. So we'll see what happens today. We got about a minute and a half to go. I'm going to take a quick break. Be right back and get you set up for this game. Catlin Gable Eagles versus your Amity Warriors from Salem Academy. We'll be right back after these messages.
Davison Auto Parts, supporting high school athletics throughout the Willamette Valley. Quality auto parts, everything from wiper blades to spark plugs. It's Napa Auto Parts and Davison Auto Parts. Quality people, knowledgeable, and friendly, always willing to help. Davison Auto Parts.
One of the biggest transitions is when a loved one leaves us. Macy and Son is there for you. A trusted friend for five generations in Yamhill County. Burial or cremation, and a myriad of options. Let Macy and Son walk that journey with you. Macy and Son McMinnville, five generations helping with funeral and family needs.
At Golden Valley Brewery and Restaurant in McMinnville, they believe in the traditions of fine craftsmanship that add richness and quality to our lives. And you can taste that in their food and beverages, quality Angus beef and more. Enjoy, whether it's dinner for one or an entire event, Golden Valley is the place to go. Downtown Mac or off the Sunset Highway in Beaverton.
Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. Hey, if you're looking to buy or sell a home or some other real estate, call local realtor Becky Mather with eXp Realty LLC and the Welcome Home team. Let Becky help you make a real estate touchdown, 971-241-2997. Well, no crowd here today. We are in a Christmas tournament at Salem Academy in the auxiliary gym at an 8:30 start, and there are all of about 15 people in the stands for this game. Of course, it's a work day for a lot of people, and so not always easy for everybody to be able to get off of work and get here for 8:30 a.m. game. So sparsely attended, which means I got to be careful about what I say because everybody will be able to hear it. All right, 6'8", Jonah Zeller ready to jump it up with 6'5" Josh Wart. 8 minutes on the clock, we're ready to go. And Jet Shang comes down with the tip after Zeller wins that. Shang sets up the offense. Man-to-man defense for the Warriors. Streeter on Shang. Guys know each other from just a week ago. Shang gives up to Foster, swings it to his brother. Foster with it. This is Eli Foster, way out top. Tipped away, stolen by Michael Duncan. Duncan takes it in. Strong with the right hand and score. Michael Duncan with a nice pick and score. And the Warriors on the board early, 2-0. Shang breaking the Warriors' press. They get it down to Zeller, knocked away and stolen by Wart. Wart brings it down himself, pulls up three-point line, gives it to Duncan for three short, and weak side rebound to Gerard. And I am broadcasting from a corner of the floor here, floor level, so I have a little bit different perspective than normal. So if I don't see some things quite as well, that might be why. A little penetration by Shang, and he steps on somebody's foot, and that'll be a foul, I think, on Graham. Streeter talking with Keenan, giving him some instruction there. And the foul, I think, is on Graham, but I don't think they're going to put it up on the board. Gerard to inbound. Left side of the key on the baseline. Lobs to Zeller, and the alley-oops it up and in. 2-2 ball game here a minute in. Graham walks it up across the timeline, crosses over on Foster, backs it out, swings it to Parr. Parr on the right angle, the left angle, excuse me. Dribbles out towards the center circle. This court's a little bit shorter than the Warriors' court. There's a bounce pass dump inside, knocked away, stolen by Zeller. Shang with it. Pulls up in the half-court circle. Streeter on him, giving him about 3 feet. Gets a screen from Foster. Drives right. Kicks out. Good help defense from Parr. They get it to Gerard, into Zeller, back out to Shang in the right corner. Shang drives baseline, jumps into Parr, lays it up and in. Nice move by Jet Shang. His first two of the game on his first shot. And it is 4-2, Catlin Gable. Bounce pass into Wart. Wart turns, goes deep on Zeller, reverse lay-in. No good. Tipped a couple of times. Wart battling, ball's on the floor. Wart comes out of there with it, and we're going to have a jump ball. Nice hustle by Josh Wart. It's tough. Josh made a nice little spin move there to get in deep. But good help defense by Catlin Gable, along with Zeller still there, made it tough on Wart. Streeter inbounds. We've got a whistle. We're going to have a warning against Catlin Gable. Jet Shang reaching across the end line to try to defend that pass from Streeter. Streeter inbounding right side of the key on the baseline. Par right here in the corner by me. I'm about 3 feet from the edge of the court here. Streeter lobs it in out high to Graham. Graham high post to Wart. Wart turns, squares up on Zeller, works his way down, spins, fouled. Nice move by Josh. Felt Zeller on his hip at the foul line, was able to spin on him. And that'll be the first on Zeller, first team foul on Catlin Gable. Wart to the line to shoot two. Official explaining to the coach from Catlin Gable that Zeller kind of used his knee. Wart misses the first one. A tough start time for the Warriors. 8:30 in the morning. Catlin Gable also. Catlin Gable traveling down from Portland. So a little bit longer trip than the Warriors. They got here about an hour ahead of time, though. Got a chance to warm up a little bit more. Warriors rolled in about 20 minutes before the start of the game. Shang with it. Warriors down 4-3 here. A couple minutes into the first quarter. Foster, trap, gets it back to Shang. Shang hits the other Foster, and then Wart with a steal as they try to go to Zeller. Wart knocked away from behind, gets it back, slows up, top of the key, shovels the pass over to Streeter. Streeter looks down in the corner to Graham, not there. Now Streeter starts to drive, works on Shang, gets in deep, puts the brakes on, back out to Wart. Wart, top of the key with it, kicks it out to Duncan. Duncan to Parr. Parr, spot up right angle, three, no good. Streeter with a long rebound. Turns, pulls up from 10, bounces around and drops in. Wes Streeter with a nice offensive rebound and a putback. And the Warriors go up 5-4. Shang with it. Warriors trapping a little bit. They get it ahead to Gerard at half court. Gerard, a couple of passes or a couple of bounces and then misses the hits Foster. Foster misses the lay-in. Zeller with the rebound, the putback attempt, and he is fouled by Ward, his first. Second team foul on the Warriors. Zeller will shoot two. 5:12 left to go, first quarter, 5-4 Warriors. Zeller at the line for the first one, and he makes it. Zeller with 3 points so far in the game. Foster out into the game. Sasha Agapeyev, about 6'2". Misses the second one, does Zeller, and the rebound by Wart. Parr with it. Left angle, starts to drive, kicks in the corner to Duncan, back down to Parr in the low post. Turns, squares, shoots, buries the 12-footer on the baseline. Tyler Parr with his first basket of the game, and it's 7-5 Warriors. Agapeyev with it, driving hard on Duncan down the right sideline, pulls up, back out to Shang. Shang steps, drives, scoops, no good. Zeller with the putback fingertip dunk. He's got five. Good offensive rebound there. 7-7 ball game. 3.5 gone first quarter. Graham starts to drive, loses it, kicks it out to Wart in the corner, takes a dribble, pulls up, buries the deep two-pointer from the right angle. Josh Wart with 3 points in the game. And then Streeter's going to get a reach-in foul on the inbound. Almost had it on Shang, but came across the hip there with his arm. 9-7 Warriors. Gerard to inbound. Warriors in full court. Diamond and one. Or a 1-2-1-1 if you prefer. Foster back to Shang. Shang looking long, finds Gerard on the, pulls up from the left wing, buries it from about 15 feet. Gerard with his first 2 points of the game, and it's a tie game at 9-9. There's a hook pass over to Duncan on the right side, finds Wart. Wart tries to spin, loses it, and it's off of Catlin Gable and out of bounds. Warriors basketball. Wart tried to spin, didn't know there was help defense coming from the weak side there. Graham to inbound, right side of the key. So a little confusion by the officials here. They've got that worked out. Thought there was a sub coming in. There wasn't. Graham into Parr. Parr with Zeller on him. Turns, spins, hooks it up and in off the backboard. Nice job by Josh, or by Tyler Parr taking it right at Zeller. Put a couple of dribbles on the floor there, and that got Zeller to have to move his feet. Was able to hook it up off the glass and in. 11-9 Warriors. Shang, 22-footer out top, misses that one. High rebound. Zeller chases it down on the baseline. Back out Foster for three. Good, and that is Eli Foster. Hits a three-pointer, and it's 12-11 Catlin Gable. Wart on the right angle with it. He's got Zeller on him. He wants to drive. Gets down low. Off the glass. No good. And the loose ball. Shang knocks it away. Agapiev with it. Pushes hard up the left side. All the way in. Scoops it up. No good. Graham with the rebound. Keenan looking up the floor. Pushes it ahead to Streeter. Streeter on the right wing. Starts to drive. Loses it. Stolen by Gerard. Streeter on the floor. And that's a... Gerard lost that, I think, off of Graham's knee. Or off of Gerard's knee. It's going to be Warrior basketball. I thought that went off of Keenan. Official saw it the other way. He's a little closer to the action than I am. Duncan has it poked away on the inbound by Gerard. 3:01 left to go first quarter. Catlin Gable up on your Warriors, 12-11. Graham triggers it in out high, dangerous pass, and we're going to have a foul, I think, on Michael Duncan. Not a good pass by Keenan Graham, and that's going to get Keenan out of there, I think. Duncan's first foul, third team foul on the Warriors. Keenan out. I think Scott needs to have a talk with his young point guard here. Good pressure defense by Catlin Gable, and Keenan kind of forced that pass out near half court. Just threw up a jump ball, basically, and Gerard had better position than Duncan did on that. Agapiev out and Foster in. Back to the starters. Oh, no, Agapiev's still in there. I take that back. One Foster out, one Foster in. Shang with the drive, blocked by Wart, out of bounds. Josh Wart, his first block of the day. Nice job to stay away from the body of Shang on the drive. Go up vertical and get that ball and flip it out of bounds. Gerard to inbound, right side of the key, about 5 feet on the baseline. Gerard gets it into Zeller on the baseline, 10-footer, no good. Wart with the rebound. Nice job by Josh to go up and high point that rebound. Those receiving skills that he has. Wart brings it up himself, dribbles in, kicks it out. Streeter, 21-footer, left angle. Good! Out here in the left corner, excuse me, Streeter with 5 points in the game. It's tied with Zeller for high honor so far. 14-12 Warriors. Shang with it. Drives hard, gets in deep, off balance, leans back, lays it up and in. Parr coming across to help, but... Shang able to get it on the glass as he leaned away from Parr. Duncan with the drive out to Streeter. Fakes the three. Little penetration. Floater no good. Foster with the rebound. Eli Foster gives it up to Agapiev. Agapiev brings it across half court. Top of the key. Gives it up to Shang. Shang works off a little screen by Agapiev. Gets down. And we're going to have a carry called on Shang. Now he had about three of those called in Amity. Different officials here. Same call. Warrior basketball all tied up just under 2 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Duncan running the point now. Hands off to Parr. Parr high post to Wart. Wart looking for the cutter. Tries to go back door and knocked away by Shang, and then Streeter knocks it away from him and out of bounds. Josh kind of telegraphed that pass a little bit. Shang made a nice read, able to cut that pass off. 1:43 left to go first quarter. 14-14. Not easy to play at 8:30 in the morning. Bodies aren't used to competing athletically at that time of the day, and the mind not always quite as sharp and tuned into basketball skills as you'd like it to be either. They go down low to Zeller, turns, squares over Wart from about 5 feet, and drops it in. Zeller with 7 in the game. They're going to him a little bit more today than they were last time. Try to go down low, knocked away and out of bounds by... No, they're going to just say that Parr lost it. That was knocked out by Miles. Neither official had a good angle on that. Scott, not sure what happened there, but they're going to get the turnover. Scott thought he had a tip there. Shang brings it up, left side. Now works back across the top of the key. Penetrates hard, gets in deep, jumps into Parr, and that'll be the foul on Parr. Shang creating all the contact there, but Parr, with the arms up, gets called for the foul. Timeout Warriors on the floor. It's going to be a 30 or a full. It's going to be a 30-second timeout, so we'll stay right here. 16-14, Catlin Gable, 1:04 left to go in the first quarter. Warriors struggling a little bit in the half court just to get any kind of a rhythm right now. Graham out with a couple of turnovers as Coach Nelson changes up a little bit and goes with Eli in the game. Reduces the number of ball handlers on the floor for the Warriors. And Scott with that quick timeout to kind of talk a little bit about running the offense a little bit more carefully. Warriors trying to get the quick baskets each time down, whether it's on a backdoor pass or trying to get one pass and a shot. And Streeter getting a little bit of information from the official about how he's calling the game there as West uses his great charm skills to butter up the official a little bit and build a relationship there. Shang hits the first. One more for the junior point guard. He buries that one also. 18-14, Catlin Gable. Parr brings it up. Met by Agapiev at the top of the key. Pulls up. Parr takes a three. No good. Shang with the rebound. So, guess we're not going to run the offense. But Tyler got a good look top of the key and took it. And that's a good shot for Tyler. It was fairly uncontested. Shang drives left. Gets down deep on Streeter. Puts it off the glass and in. Shang able to get pretty much anywhere he wants on the floor. Like to see the Warriors go to some zone to knock that away. That should have been a foul on Shang right there as the ball's knocked away from Streeter. Grant ends up with it. Gives it to Agapiev. Drives in. Flips it up and in. Wart not in a good position to challenge there. And Agapiev with his first two. And an 8-point lead all of a sudden for Catlin Gable. Duncan crosses over, gets past Girard, top of the key, kicks it out. Jackson for three, no good. And Zeller had the rebound. Jackson gets it back, off balance, no good. And Shang has it, and that's going to be a travel. He went up, got a little off balance. Streeter and Zeller help him up. It's going to be Warrior basketball on the baseline here. The official telling Eli needs to fix his shorts, wear them right, or you'll leave the floor. Shang takes the advantage to tuck his jersey in there. We have an official who is a stickler for the uniform code. Not all are. They try to lob inside. Ends up in the hands of Jackson. Kicks it out to Parr. Down to Streeter. Streeter in the low block on the right side. Turns phase on the baseline at the buzzer of the first quarter. And after one, Warriors down 22-14. Warriors struggling offensively there. It got off to a decent start and then started to struggle, and that half-court offense just really not able to find any kind of a rhythm. Ball movement today not very good for the Warriors. All right, we're going to take a quick break here and get ready for the start of the second quarter. This is Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC McMinnville.
Somebody gonna tell you what can be done
for all that you've done.
Somebody gonna tell you.
And for all that you're going to do. OnPoint is here with the banking, lending, and advice to make your dreams possible. That means easy access to your money at the branch or on the go, because you've got a whole lot of life to live. And OnPoint keeps you moving. So join in. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Welcome back, Warrior fans. Hey, for the best in auto body repairs, come see Stairs Auto Body. Curtis Stairs works on all types of makes and models, guaranteeing quality and satisfaction every single time. Stairs Auto Body, located behind Larson Motors, or what used to be Larson Motors, on Highway 99 in McMinnville, a proud supporter of Warrior Athletics. All right, so Catlin Gable being coached today by their assistant coach, the head coach Malloy, not here. Again, one of the disadvantages of an early morning weekday game. But the assistant coach, I think, actually doing a better job, honestly, getting them to run their offense better, making Shang pick his spots a little bit more and not just drive every time down the floor. Catlin Gable ball, Agapiev at the foul line, kicks it back out to Shang. Shang works off that high screen, a little hesitation, drives in deep, off balance, and they're going to get Streeter for the foul. Boy, it looked like Streeter was there. Shang initiated all the contact again. And the official saying that West moving a little bit still. West took a shot on that. He comes to the sideline trying to recover for that impact. And Scott really not happy about that call. Shang hits the foul shot. 9 points here in the first half for Jet Shang, 5'10" junior point guard for the Eagles. Scott still working on the official a little bit down there. Looked like West had really good position on that. Streeter with a couple of fouls now. Shang hits a pair. 4 out of 4 from the line tonight for Jet Shang. Or this morning, excuse me. Parr with it. Warriors down 10. Bounce pass over to Graham. Graham goes high post. It goes right back to Graham. Graham loses the ball. Wart trying to feed him on the give and go. Pass was a little bit low. Keenan couldn't handle it. Good defense there also by the Eagles. They didn't give up that play easily. Grant kicks it out. Foster over to Gerard. Try to go low post. Kicked by Parr on the entry pass. Warrior boys look like they could have used another hour of warm-up today. Really not playing with good energy or patience on the offensive end. Gerard into Foster. Way out on top with it. Warriors going to play some zone now. Nope, they're in man-to-man. They've just switched Duncan over onto Jet. Streeter with two fouls. Grant out on top to Gerard. Gerard works left, drives down deep, kicks it out. Grant, left corner three, no good. Loose ball, chased down by Grant. Came right back to him after it was tipped. Finds Agapiev. Agapiev loses it. Knocked away by Streeter and out of bounds. 24-14 Eagles. Warriors haven't scored since about the six-minute mark. Well, the two-minute mark, 6 minutes into the first quarter. Try to go into Agapiev. Knocked away by Wart. Gets it back. Shuffled his feet. No call. Misses the shot. Gerard with the rebound. Back to Agapiev. Leaves it for Foster. Lays it up and in. Warriors are just lethargic. That was Josh Foster, his first two of the game. Streeter. Warriors down 12. Starts to drive. Gets in deep. Pulls up. Kicks it out to Duncan for three. No good. Tipped by Wart. Parr comes down with it. Keeps his dribble alive. In traffic. Kicks it out. Streeter looks at the three, starts to drive, cut off by Shang. Kicks it out to Parr, right corner three, no good. Wart tips it, Graham ends up with it, scores. Keenan Graham doing a good job of crashing the offensive glass. One of the strengths of his game is his activity on the glass. 6'2" sophomore for the Warriors. 26-16, Catlin Gable. Shang with the drive, runs into Parr, kicks it out, right corner three for Gerard. Short, bounces, tipped. And Duncan comes out of there with a rebound. Bumped, hangs onto the ball, pushes it ahead to Wart. Wart on the right wing. Zeller's out. Wart sees that, goes all the way in, lays it up with the left hand and in. Josh Wart driving from the right wing all the way to the left side of the glass for the reverse lay-in. 26-18, Catlin Gable. 5:20 left to go, first half. Wart almost had the steal. Agapiev chases it down, kicks it out in the corner to Gerard. Wart hustles back. They go to Foster out on top for three. Tip, no good. Wart comes down with it. Wart brings it up himself. Pulls up deep, gives it up to Wart. High post to Streeter. Streeter drives in with the left hand, no good. Wart with the rebound in traffic. And how is there not a foul in there? I cannot believe that. Two guys coming across Josh's arms. And no call on that. Unbelievable. They're going to give the ball on the alternating possession to Catlin Gable. Boy, Salem officials today really allowing guys to slap and hound the ball there. Josh going to have to play through some frustration there. Oh, they're going to say it's white ball on the Warrior basketball on the alternating possession. So the Warriors hustle back down the floor. Both teams thought it was blue initially. Scores table must have had the arrow wrong. Can't see the scores table from where I am, which is down on the corner of the basketball floor. Only place I could find an outlet in the gym. Wart pulls up, angle three, buries it. Josh Wart thought about it, looked for anything else. Nobody's moving out there, so he just sticks the three. 26-21, Warriors down five now. Shang, high, out on high to Agapiev, over left to Grant on the wing. Grant looking for a cutter, drives to the left hand, loses it, gets it back on the baseline, gives it up to Shang. Duncan has him pinned down there in the corner. Now Graham traps him. He gets out of there with it. Gets all the way to the basket. Misses the shot. Chases down the rebound. Duncan saves it into Wart. Nice job by Duncan. Or by Dissler. Excuse me. That was Dissler into the game. Wart, top of the key with it. Throws it away. Agapiev with the steal. Agapiev drives. Dissler holds his ground. Shang with the rebound. Shang in traffic. Throws up an awkward shot. Agapiev with the rebound. He puts it up and in. So good activity on the boards there for Catlin Gable. Getting a little sloppy out there, 28-21. The officials are letting a lot of contact go. Graham in the corner, drives, kicks to Wart, fakes the three, drives, gets all the way in, lays it up and in! He got Zeller out by the three-point line, and Zeller can't stay with the athletic and explosive Josh Wart there. Being 6'5", Josh gets to the basket very quickly from the three-point line. Handles the ball very well with the left hand. And that was able to take Zeller there. Girard out on the right wing, goes high post to Zeller, knocked away, stolen. Disler had it, and Duncan comes out of there with it. Michael Duncan brings it up. Warriors down five. Ward out on top, fakes, drives, gets into the lane, puts it off the glass, up and in. That was a tough shot by Josh Ward, and a timeout, 32nd of the variety. Timeout taken by Catlin Gable. Warriors back within three, 28-25, and it's been the Josh Ward show. We'll try that again. The Josh Ward show here in the second quarter. See, it's early morning for me, too. My tongue's not quite warmed up at this time of the day for this kind of talking. 3:17 left to go here in the second quarter, 28-25, Warriors down three. And really, Josh Ward against this man-to-man Catlin Gable defense, getting the ball out on top and able to drive and get high-quality shots over and over again. We'll see if Catlin Gable stays in their man-to-man defense. Physical game this morning. Officials letting a lot go. It's going to be Catlin Gable ball. Neither team in the bonus yet, even though we are only 3 minutes left to go here in the first half. Shang drives, kicks, Girard, left angle three, rattles around and goes in. Got the shooter's roll there, Girard with five in the game. 31-25, Catlin Gable. Duncan working on Girard, gets a screen. Bounce pass to Wart. Wart pulls up. Angle three. No good. Tipped by Graham. Girard comes out of there with it. And we've got a travel called on Girard. He was bumped a couple times. Ball was slapped at. He's trying to make a pass, and they call him for a travel. Officials are not calling a lot of the incidental contact, even when it's on the ball. And there's going to be a violation. It's going to be a technical foul. They got Grant for reaching across the baseline to try to steal the pass as Graham inbounded it. Duncan will go to the line to shoot two free throws. So a break for the Warriors there. I'm standing right on that baseline. I'm not sure if he went across it or not, but it was close. Duncan hits the first. Michael Duncan had a big game against Catlin Gable last week. Today they're doing a good job of staying out on him. It's just 4 points in the game as he knocks down a pair of free throws, and it should be Warrior basketball. 31-27. Catlin Gable up four. Graham will inbound on the baseline. Foster on him. Gets it to Parr in the corner. Out to Disler. Disler swings it to Duncan on the right wing extended. Gets a little screen from Wart. Kicks it back to Wart. Wart starts to drive to Disler. Disler to Parr. Parr on the left wing. Goes low post to Wart. Wart finds a cutting Duncan. His shot no good from the elbow. Good pass by Josh as Zeller was kind of hanging around to help on defense. That opened up the shot for Duncan. Shang with the drive. Misses. He had it. Just put it up too hard. Graham finds Duncan on the baseline. Duncan puts the brakes on. Kicks it back out to Parr. Right angle three. No good. Strong there. Shang loses it out of bounds. No, they're going to say off of Graham. Looked like it went off of Shang. Official right on top of it, though, says it's blue basketball. Warriors in their home white uniforms. Catlin Gable in blue with gray trims. Schools have same color scheme. Shang gives it up to Agapiev way out on high. Swings it right side to Girard. Girard looking for a cutter out on top to Foster. Foster back to Shang. Shang puts up a right angle three. No good. And tipped by Disler out of bounds. Nope. They're going to say off of Girard. Warrior basketball, 1:40 left to go first half, 31-27. Catlin Gable up four. Duncan, Parr, Graham, Wart, Disler on the floor for the Warriors. Parr out on top, gets a screen from Wart. Wart takes an angle three. Good! Tyler Parr knocking down the three-pointer from the left angle. First one he's hit today. He's got seven, and the Warriors are back within one. They were down 14 earlier in this half. Really slow start to the second quarter, and then the Warriors really picked it up. Right corner three, battles around, no good. Tipped by Girard into Shang. Shang out in the corner, they trap him, and we've got a timeout taken. Nice job by the coach for Catlin Gable, realizing Shang was in a bad situation, trapped down on the right corner, and Warriors did a good job of actively trapping him and making it really difficult for him to find an outlet there. Coach calls a 30-second timeout. 106 left to go first half, 31-30. Warriors down one right now. This early morning start here from Salem Academy in the auxiliary gym, no less. Girls are playing right now over in the main gym. They had a 9 o'clock start. Well, they're just getting ready to start right now. This has been a really fast first half. Not a lot of fouls called in this game. I'll get a count here at halftime. I can't see the main scoreboard. I'm pinned down here in the corner where there's only outlets in one corner of this gym plus where the scorer's table is. And so I had to kind of go down and find myself a spot down in the corner of the gym. So I'm at floor level today. They get it into Shang, coming out of the timeout. Go down to Zeller, tipped away by Parr, or by Wart, picked up by Parr. Tyler ahead to Dissler. Dissler starts to drive, gets in deep, throws it up off the glass, no good. Parr tips it once, Wart tips it. Shang comes out of there with it, ahead to Gerard. Gerard lays it up with the left hand, no good. Graham with the rebound. Nice challenge by Parr there. Graham ahead to Duncan, steps back, three-pointer, no good. Dissler tips, Zeller tips, saves it, back into Agapiev. Agapiev pushes up the left side, stolen by Dissler. Dissler with an excellent defensive play there to get back. Agapiev never saw him. Parr with it, 30 seconds to go, first half. Parr works off a screen by Wart, leaves it for Josh. Josh takes him with the left hand, scores and fouled. What a pass by Tyler Parr and finish by Josh Wart with the left hand high off the glass and drew contact from Zeller. Had him right on his hip. Zeller contesting the shot. Outstanding pass and finish by Parr and Wart. Wart to the line. Misses a foul shot. Parr gets the rebound, lays it up and in. Zeller didn't box out at all. Just standing there, still moping about the foul. And Tyler Parr sneaks in, gets the lay-in. So a four-point trip for the Warriors. 34-31, Amity. Shang kicks it out in the corner. Foster for three, short. Duncan tips. Agapiev comes down with it. Duncan harassing him. Agapiev puts up an off-balance shot, banks it in for three, and we've got a tie game at the buzzer. Agapiev off-balance. Duncan challenging him. Agapiev leaning to his right, banks it. Not sure where Catlin Gable's going. I think they're going to go over to the other corner here away from me. 34-34 at the half. Warriors were down eight after one, and they come back to take a tie game into halftime. 34-34, first half. We got Josh Wart leading the way with 14 points. Tyler Parr chipping in with 9. Streeter with 5. Duncan 4. Graham 2. For Catlin Gable, a little more balance there. Jet Shang with 10. Agapiev with 7. Jonas Zeller with 7. 5 for Gerard. 3 for Foster, Eli Foster, 2 for Josh Foster. All right, we're going to take a break here for a few minutes. We've got about 9 minutes of halftime left. This is Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC. McMinn will be back in just a few minutes. Welcome back, Warrior fans. About a minute and a half to go here before the start of the second half. Warriors and the Catlin Gable Eagles tied up at 34 apiece after one half of basketball. And this was really about the combination of good man-to-man defense extended way well beyond the three-point line by Catlin Gable. And the Warriors really struggling to wake up. Outside of Josh Wart and then a late flurry by Tyler Parr, this offense has been pretty much asleep. In the first quarter, it got off to an okay start. It was a 14-14 game. And then Catlin Gable went on an 8-0 run to end the first quarter to go up 22-14, scored the first couple of buckets to start the second quarter, and it was a 12, maybe even 14-point lead at one point early in the second quarter, and then Josh Wart really came alive, did a great job in the last 6 minutes of that second quarter. Scott called a timeout, got things squared away a little bit, and Josh took advantage of some mismatches there on the floor. If Zeller comes out to the three-point line to guard Josh's three-point shot, and Josh will hit a three-pointer occasionally, hit one in the first half, Josh can take him off the dribble anytime. Wart able to go equally well right or left hand and finish with either hand around the rim. And Zeller with 2 fouls in the first half. Streeter with 2 fouls for the Warriors are the only two players with fouls, more than 1 foul in the first half. Only 3 fouls called on Catlin Gable in that first half, and one of them was a technical on an inbounds play. So officials really letting them play today. Warriors had 6 fouls in the first half. 2 by Streeter, 1 on Duncan, 1 on Graham, 1 on Wart, 1 on Parr. So the good news is for the Warriors, no real foul trouble out there. The bad news is they're having a hard time drawing fouls as well. Catlin Gable ball to start the second half. Shang with it. Goes high post to Agapiev starting here in the second half. He gets down low. His shot affected by Wart. Agapiev gets it back. Wart had it. Tipped out of bounds. It'll be Warrior basketball off Agapiev. He's not happy about it, talking to the officials. Catlin Gable going to come out in full court pressure here. Looks like a 1-2-2. Graham works up the middle of the floor, kicks it to Duncan. He's across half court, goes down low to Streeter, back out to Parr. Parr on the right baseline now, kicks it out to Streeter on the right wing, gets in deep, tripped up, loses the ball, picked up by one of the Foster boys. I think that is Josh Foster, and he gets the ball into the hands of Shang. Warriors had a good press break, couldn't convert that into points. Agapiev out top with it. Over to Girard. Girard on the left angle, drives in deep with the left hand, puts it up soft, no good, tipped out, and Wart comes out of there with a rebound. Wart up the left sideline, drives in deep, bounce pass out to Graham, right corner three, no good, and Shang with a long rebound. Shang brings it up, minute in, and his pass picked off by Parr, and then they got a jump ball as Girard fouls Parr to get the ball. Get a hand on the ball, comes right across Parr's arm, and the officials give it a jump ball. Warrior basketball here on the alternate possession. Warriors just have to play through this. It's a very physical game. They press again. Warriors break it again across half court. Duncan leaves it for Graham. Graham on the left wing, back out on top to Duncan. They collapse quickly on him. He goes down low to Streeter. Streeter tries to shuffle it to Wart. Gets tipped back to Streeter. He leans in, misses the jumper, saves it into Parr. Parr right corner three. Good! So after all of that, the Warriors end up with a good look. And the official stopping play to rebuke and chastise Agapiev. I don't know what he did, if he banged the ball off the wall or what, but the official stopped everything and made a point with a quiet gym of saying, don't do that again, and waving his finger at him. So not sure exactly what he did. I was looking away at the moment. Girard working around the top of the key. Warriors up 3. Out in the corner, Foster fakes the 3, starts to drive, kicks it back out to Josh Foster. Now back to Eli Foster. Foster, top of the key with the left hand, pulls up, elbow jumper short, and Parr with a good box out on Josh Foster on the rebound. Gives it up to Streeter. Streeter across the timeline with it. Top of the key, goes behind his back, loses the ball, and Agapiev comes up with it. Finally, gives it to Shang. Streeter trying to do a little too much with the dribble. 2 minutes gone here, second quarter. Warriors with the only basket so far and a 3-point lead, 37-34. Agapiev drives, gets in deep with the left hand, beats Wart. Josh a little late coming across there to help or to close that off. Agapiev with a basket with a left hand. Wart out top, pulls up, 12-footer, buries it. And a foul. I don't know if that was on the shot or away from the ball. Let's see. So they're going to say so they're just going to call loose ball foul, not connected to the shot at all. So Parr gets the basket. Warriors up 39-36, and the foul was on Foster. Josh Foster holding away from the ball. Agapiev starts to drive with the left hand again. This time it's blocked by Wart. They get in for the foul down low. That's the one foul they have called. If you drive hard to the basket, they will call if you get a little bump down low. And that time, Wart got him. Josh and I making a little eye contact there. Josh gives me the little wince, like, not sure if I got him or not. Agapiev to the line. Good take by Agapiev. Going to have to cut him off a little earlier. Hits the foul shot. Not sure why they didn't have him starting at the beginning of the game. But he's clearly starter material. Does a good job on both ends of the floor. Buries a pair of free throws, and the lead for the Warriors is 1. They press again. This time it's stolen by Eli Foster, and then Graham steals his save. Ahead to Parr. Parr down on the left angle with it. Goes low to Wart. Wart turns. No Zeller in the game. Wart spins back, goes to the left hand, misses it. Nice move by Josh. Faked with the right, spun back to his left. Agapiev with the rebound. He's at the top of the key with it. Josh with a great move, just a little strong on the finish. Chang works hard on Duncan, gets down low. Help from Graham there. They kick it out to Foster. Josh Foster with the drive and fouled by Tyler down low as he knocks Foster off balance. It's going to be a two-shot foul. That's Parr's second foul, second team foul on the Warriors here in the half. No fouls on Callan Gable yet. Foster at the line, misses the foul shot. Josh Foster, Jr., about 6'1", maybe a little taller. One more for Foster. 4:47 left, third quarter. Misses the second one. Josh Ward with an excellent rebound, and he just shrugs off Gerard. Good power there from Ward on the rebound. Duncan down in the right corner, back out to Parr on the wing. Parr trying to work off a little screen, gets a look for three, buries it. Tyler Parr feeling it today. This is as good as we've seen him shoot the ball all year. Tyler Parr might like these morning games once he gets warmed up. That's his third three of the game. Chang with the drive, gets in deep, kicks out to Foster. Eli Foster with the drive, kicks to Josh Foster. Gets to the foul line, pulls up, jumper, good. Lost the defense there. Tried to hand him off. Parr takes another three. This one no good. Wart with the rebound, puts it up and in with a reverse lay-in. Tyler Parr missed the three. Josh Wart with an excellent offensive rebound and putback. Chang with the ball. Misses the jumper, and Gerard tries to save it. It is out of bounds. 3:49 left to go. For those of you who think that I'm a little more subdued than normal, I am, because everybody in the gym can hear everything I say. There's only like 30 people in this gym plus the team. Not even that. 20 people plus the teams. So anything I say can be heard. And I'm right at the end of the Catlin Gable bench, so I got to be careful about some of the things I say about their team as well. Warrior basketball up 44-40. Duncan pulls up 15-footer short. Zeller into the game with the rebound. 3.5 to go, third quarter. Warriors up 44-40. Agapiev steps back, buries the three from the left corner. Nobody got out on him, and Sasha Agapiev can shoot the basketball. Parr with it, Warriors up one. Coming up on the three-minute mark. Parr pulls up, top of the key three. No good. Wart battling Zeller off of Zeller and out of bounds. Good job by Josh not to pick up a foul there. Gramble inbound, right side of the key on the baseline. Graham trying to get the bounce pass to a cutting streeter, kicked by Eli Foster, and Warriors will try it again from the same spot. Graham gets everybody moving here, gets it into Wart in the corner. Wart drives, gets in deep, up with the left hand, and rolls it in. Josh Wart, not to be denied. Drove that all the way from the right corner about 16 feet out. Took it out with the left hand on the other side. Agapiev with the ball. Warriors up three. Kicks it left side. Three-pointer for Eli Foster, and he buries it. He's got six, and we're all tied up. 2:40 to go, third quarter. Duncan crosses over, goes left. Gerard doing a good job on him defensively, and then picks up the foul. Gerard's first foul, just the first team foul on Catlin Gable here in the second half. Warriors have a couple. Streeter to trigger it in. Duncan and Gerard bump elbow to chin. Streeter with a reverse lay-in, too hard. Good pass from Ward. Streeter just a little jacked up on that, a little off balance. Put it up too strong. Chang with the ball, pulls up, left angle three, rims in and out. Wart with the rebound, knocked away from behind by Agapiev, and out of bounds. Warrior basketball. It'll be out of bounds up by half court on the far sideline. Grant coming in, Gerard coming out. Gerard took a elbow to the chin, I think, there as he and Michael Duncan battling on the Warriors end of the floor. Officials have let this be a very physical game. Parr, step back three, no good. Agapiev with the rebound. Duncan with a steal, and he's out of bounds. Nice try by Duncan. Honestly, could have called the foul on him coming across, but they're not calling that foul. They haven't called that foul all day. You're allowed to strip across the arm if you get the ball at all in this game. Shang out top, working on Duncan. Drives, gets in deep on Wart. Flips it up with the right hand. Wart just held his ground, made the shot tough. He misses. Streeter ahead to Duncan. Three-pointer, right angle, no good. Parr with the rebound. Steps through up with the left hand. He's fouled. Agapiev complaining that Parr pushed off, extended the right arm. Foul on Agapiev, his first, second team foul on the Eagles here in the second half. Parr will shoot two free throws in a tie game. 46-46 with 1:44 left to go, third quarter. Parr takes his time at the foul line and buries the first one. Tyler really feeling it here early in the third quarter. Maybe he's forced a couple of shots, kind of heat check, seeing if he could hit anything that he put up there. And he's missed his last couple, but still hustling on that offensive glass, making things happen. Disler and Jackson into the game. Streeter and Graham out. Parr, one more. And buries a pair. Tyler Parr with 10 points here in the third quarter, 19 in the game. His high for the year. Agapiev with it. Wants to drive, goes behind the back, gets in deep, puts it up with the left hand. No good. Shang in traffic with a rebound. He misses. Disler knocks it out of there. Wart comes up with a rebound. A lot of contact. No fouls called. Wart drives all the way in, kicks it out, and throws it past Jackson and out of bounds. Josh, frustrated with himself, made a nice play all the way up until that pass. And Coach Nelson saying, Eli, float all the way down into the corner. Don't stop. Go with that flow of the offense and take yourself all the way to the corner if he's going to penetrate in. That way you create a better angle all the way. Shang with it. Duncan guarding him. Shang gets in deep, jumps into, and they get in for an offensive foul. Eli Jackson coming across and draws the offensive foul on Shang. I thought they were going to give that foul to Jackson, but Shang a little out of control. Jackson apparently got there in time to draw the foul. 48-46 Warriors, a minute to go here in the third quarter. Duncan goes high post to Wart, squares up on Agapiev, kicks it down left corner. Parr buries the three. I'm having a hard time with Tyler and Josh today getting their names mixed up. But that was Tyler Parr, left corner three, Zeller challenging it. Parr got it off in time. Parr with 22 in the game. What a game for the senior. Shang pulls up, three-pointer, no good. Good box out by Josh Wharton. He comes out of there with it. He pushes up the middle of the floor, leaves it for Parr down low, kicks it back out. Disler, three-pointer, short, long rebound. Disler with a good box out on Shang, gets it out to Jackson. Jackson down low to Duncan. Duncan shovels it out to Parr. Parr drives baseline, little floater, and gets it to go. Tyler Parr with an excellent little move. And the Warriors with their biggest lead of the game, 53-46, 10 seconds to go. Agapiev spins down, working his way down low, kicks it out to Grant, fumbles the ball out to Shang, fakes the three, drives, gets in deep with the left hand, lays it up and in, and that will do it for the third quarter. Jet Shang with his first two of the second half. Warriors up 53-48 after three quarters. This is Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC McMinnville.
Mac, pack, and ship. When you ship or mail, do it the easy way at Mac, pack, and ship. FedEx, DHL, and USPS authorized shippers with the packaging supplies and expertise to do it right. More than a decade of experience in the retail shipping industry, Mac, pack, and ship is a local family-owned business with a concern on doing it right and providing superior customer service. They offer shipping, packaging, mailbox rentals, wide format printing, copies, and notary service. Next to Albertsons and Mac, it's Mac, pack, and ship.
Davison Auto Parts, supporting high school athletics throughout the Willamette Valley. Quality auto parts. Everything from wiper blades to spark plugs. It's Napa Auto Parts and Davison Auto Parts. Quality people, knowledgeable and friendly, always willing to help. Davison Auto Parts.
Welcome back, Warrior fans. 8 minutes to go in this one. Warriors playing the Catlin Gabel Eagles for the second time in a week. Warriors up 53-48 as we head to the fourth quarter. Third quarter was all about Tyler Parr. 15 points in the third for Tyler, 24 in the game. Josh Wart, who had 14 in the first half, has 18 in the game. So the big guys are doing their job today. Shang with the drive, dishes. Gerard banks it in on the right side. Jake Gerard, his first two of the second half. And the Warriors are up three. Har on the left wing. Works left. Gets all the way down the baseline. Pulls up from 15. Rattles around. Won't stay. Jackson with the rebound. Back out to Disler. Disler looks at the three. Gives it up to Jackson at the top of the key. Eli crosses over. Gets past Foster all the way in. Blocked by Zeller and out of bounds. Warrior basketball on the baseline. Good take by Eli. Got to realize when Zeller comes across, you got to give that ball up. You're not going to be able to throw up a soft shot on him. You got to get up above the rim if you want to lay that in with the 6'8 Zeller coming across. Duncan out top, goes down on the corner to Parr. Parr working on the left wing on Agapiev. Loses it and loses it out of bounds. Amanda Grove with the recovery gets it back to the official. 53-50 Warriors early in the fourth quarter. Shang with it out on top, working off a Zeller screen. Starts to get in, pulls up, 15-footer, no good. Wart with another rebound. Josh pushes it up himself, gets on the left wing, gets down low, spins, kicks it out to Jackson. Jackson, baseline, shovels it back to Disler. Jackson ends up with it and pulled out of there by Agapiev. Eli got himself in too deep there and not able to complete the pass. Shang pulls up, three-pointer left wing, no good. Wart with another rebound. Josh brings it up himself. Top of the key, spins, works his way down through Agapiev's chest, misses. Wart gets it back and kicks it out to Duncan for three, right corner, no good. Michael Duncan not able to find the room to shoot or the rhythm when he does have the room this morning. It was a good look for Michael Duncan. There's Zeller, just loses it on the dribble, and Duncan comes out of there with it. Duncan ahead to Parr, right corner three, halfway down, and then drops in. Tyler Parr, 27 in the game. Zeller trying to get out there to challenge, but just a little late, and Tyler getting the roll. Shang out top, gets a screen from Agapiev. Shang gives it up to Gerard. Back out to Agapiev. Top of the key, three-pointer. No good. Zeller had it. Tipped away by Jackson. Saved by Disler. Duncan had it. Should be white ball. They're going to say it went off of Duncan. That was a horrible call. It's clearly knocked out by Catlin Gable, but the official may not have had the angle to make the call. Right in front of me. Warriors just having to play through it. You can't complain about the call. You just got to get right back on and play with that same intensity. Gerard gets it into Agapiev. Down low, pump fake, throws it up, misses, gets it back, and he's fouled. See who they call this on. There were three white jerseys there contesting the shot. Let a guy get in that deep. It's going to be on Tyler Parr, his third team foul on the Warriors here in the second half. Just two on Catlin Gable. 5:41 left to go. 56-50 Warriors. Agapiev hits the first. Zeller out and Foster back in. On the floor for the Warriors, it's Parr, Wart, Jackson, Streeter, and Duncan. Agapiev, one more. And he makes that one as well. Cuts it down to a four-point Warrior lead. Streeter working on Shang on the left wing. Spins. Gives it up to Wart. Top of the key. Fakes a three. Drives. Lost the ball on the dribble. Streeter ends up with it. Out to Jackson. Jackson. Little penetration. Bounce pass down low to Wart. Wart lays it up and in. Right over the top of Foster. Great pass by Wes Streeter. Josh Wart with 20 in the game. Down low. Shang kicks it out for Foster. He hits the three. Josh Foster. He's got seven. His first three of the game. Duncan. Working against pressure, they trap him. He kicks it over to Streeter. Streeter pulls up, fakes the three, leaves it for Wart. Lays it up in the left hand, and he's fouled. Josh Wart with a great acrobatic control of the body, hanging in the air, drew contact, and got the foul from, I believe, Foster, his second, third team foul. Wart completes the shot with the left hand. And he will go to the line to try to get the three-point play the old-fashioned way. And he does. Josh Wart, 23 in the game. Tyler Parr with 27 at last count. They have combined for 50 of the 61 Warrior points tonight. On a night when Michael Duncan doesn't have it, two other guys do have it. That's what you need. Duncan normally really helping the Warriors from the outside. Just hasn't been able to find his range tonight. Shang in deep, off balance. Misses with the right hand. Good defense by the Warriors not to foul. Parr ahead to Duncan. Duncan, cross court. Streeter fakes the three. Goes down low to Wart. Fakes, shovels it, and stolen away by Shang. Josh should have just shot that ball. Shang steps out of bounds. They don't call a foul on Duncan. Michael Duncan hip checks Shang out of bounds. There's no call, but they call Shang for stepping on the sideline. It's been going both ways, folks. I don't complain about officiating when they do it both ways. These guys are going to call the game that way. That's the way it's going to be played. You better figure it out if you're a player. Streeter misses deep inside, gets his own rebound on the baseline, out to Parr for three, buries it. Tyler Parr continues to be hot. He's got 9 in the quarter, 30 in the game, a career high for Tyler Parr. 4 minutes to go in this one. Warriors up 9, their biggest lead of the game. Shang out on top with it. Starts to drive, gets in deep, off balance left hand. Ward affected that one. Parr with the rebound. Gets it over to Josh. Josh will push it up himself. Middle of the floor, gets in deep, kicks it out. Duncan, left corner three. Good! Michael Duncan finally finding the range. He's got 7, and the Warriors go up 67-55, 3:37 to go in this one. A full timeout taken by the Catlin Gabriel Eagles. This is Amity Warrior Basketball on KOIC McMinnville.
No matter what your budget or spatial restrictions, you can count on Amcraft cabinets to meet your cabinet needs exactly. Choose from a huge variety of material in several shades and finishes to make your cabinets fit your design vision. Amcraft cabinets. Call them at 472-0318.
One of the biggest transitions is when a loved one leaves us. Macy and Son is there for you. A trusted friend for 5 generations in Yamhill County, burial or cremation, and a myriad of options. Let Macy and Son walk that journey with you. Macy and Son McMinnville, 5 generations helping with funeral and family needs.
No matter what your budget or spatial restrictions, you can count on Amcraft cabinets to meet your cabinet needs exactly. Choose from a huge variety of material in several shades and finishes to make your cabinets fit your design vision. Amcraft Cabinets. Call them at 472-0318.
Welcome back, Warrior fans. Exciting Amity Warrior basketball here early in the morning on January 3rd, 2019 from Salem Academy in the Auxiliary Gym. Jeff Clark broadcasting this one from the corner of the court on the floor near the end of Catlin Gable's bench. 3:35 to go. Warriors up 67-55 in what's been an outstanding second half of basketball for Amity. They find Foster on a cut. Foster lays it up and in. That's Josh Foster. 10-point game. They're trying to pressure. Warriors break the press. Streeter puts the brakes on. Draws contact. There won't be any call on that. Cross-court pass. Wart brings it down. Loses the ball. Shang with it. Shang working against Jackson. Gets past him. Streeter holds his ground. They don't call a foul either way, and Shang gets the lay-in. He's only got 4 in the second half. Warriors break the pressure again. Just need to slow down and take care of the ball. Left corner, Duncan fakes the three, drives in, all the way in, lays it up and in! They went for the fake at the three-point line. That led to Duncan finding a little room to penetrate, got all the way right to the rim and laid it up and in. Shang takes it in, misses. Parr with the rebound, gives it up to Streeter. Back to Parr, back to Streeter, and they get across this half court against the pressure. Kicks it out, right corner three. Jackson won't take it. Taking his time, working against some pressure by Agapiev. Gives it up to Wart. Wart back out to Jackson. Patiently. Knocked away and stolen by Agapiev. And then Jackson picks up the foul, trying to do too much with the ball handling. Didn't need to be done. Ends up turning it over. Jackson out. Graham back in. Eli was being patient. It was a good job being patient, but he unnecessarily putting the ball between his legs. And being a little careless, a little casual with it, and Agapiev got the steal. That was the 4th team foul on the Warriors here in the half. First on Jackson. Wart knocked the inbound pass out of bounds, so they'll try it again. Foster out on top to Agapiev. Drives, gets in deep, lays it up, short. Wart with the rebound, ahead to Duncan, lays it up and in. Michael Duncan leaking out, and Josh Wart with an outstanding outlet pass. Agapiev busy complaining about the foul call, and we've got a technical, I think, on Agapiev. He was really complaining after the fact about the lack of a call inside, but that's the way this whole game has been going. There haven't been a lot of calls. All you have to do is look at the fact that nobody has more than three fouls in this game. It's been incredibly physical. Agapia has played a good game, leading them in scoring today. Duncan to the line makes the first. He'll have one more. Agapia had seven in the first half. He's got 10, 16 in the game. One more for Duncan, senior guard. Buries the second one. Michael Duncan, kind of a little reincarnation of Devin McShane for the Warriors. Not as long, not as tall as Devin was, but the same kind of shooter, free throw shooter, three-point shooter, crafty with the ball. Maybe a little quicker than Devin, not as long. Bad inbound pass by Streeter. Gerard had the pick, but was standing out of bounds. West got to take better care of that basketball. Warriors will inbound at half court right in front of the scorer's table. West goes back door to Duncan. Duncan won't take the shot, dribbles out the other side, then goes to Parr in the mid post. Oh, his pass picked off by Agapiev. Not a good pass by Tyler. Agapiev takes it in, lays it up, misses. Graham tips it, and we've got a technical on the coach as he's yelling about not getting a foul call. That's a third technical of the game on Catlin Gable. There's an art form to being vociferous and not getting technicals. Catlin Gable hasn't figured that out. Both player and coach picking up technicals. Duncan back to the line. This technical on the bench. Duncan buries the foul shot. Catlin Gable feels this one slipping away. Warriors up 73-59, a minute 43, 74-59, 75-59. Let's make it. Duncan hits four free throws in a row here on technicals. Warriors up 16, a minute 43 to go. I think Scott can empty the bench now if he wanted to. Might be a good time to do it. He's thinking about it. I can see him kind of surveying the court. It took a long time for the Warriors to wake up this morning. They were a couple minutes into the second quarter before Josh Wart finally woke up and got the rest of the team going. Tyler Parr then took over in the second half. Wart penetrates, kicks to Duncan, back to Wart, loses that one. Duncan chases it down, tried to have it in the corner. Shang runs him out of bounds, and the official calls it off of Duncan, which it was, but mainly because Shang was pushing him with a shoulder. Minute and a half to go in this one, 75-59, but they've let this play both ways. I'm not criticizing the officials because they've called it the same each direction. Shang with a drive, left-hand lay-in. Warriors up 16. Break the pressure easily. Streeter fouled from behind, no call. Shovels it over to Parr. Good for the Warriors to play through this kind of a rough physical game. There's a bad pass by Graham. Shang with the steal lays it up and in. He's got eight and a timeout taken by Coach Nelson. 12-point game, minute six to go. Scott not worried about the scoreboard as much as he's not happy with the way the Warriors are being sloppy with the ball in the half court. Really, they're breaking the pressure. Full court press put on by Catlin Gable. The Warriors are breaking that without any problem and then just being sloppy in the half court. So this is going to be a full timeout, so we're going to take a quick one also. This is Amity Warrior Basketball, KLYC McMinnville. We'll be right back.
Davison Auto Parts, supporting high school athletics throughout the Willamette Valley. Quality auto parts, everything from wiper blades to spark plugs. It's Napa Auto Parts and Davison Auto Parts. Quality people, knowledgeable and friendly, always willing to help. Davison Auto Parts.
Welcome back to Salem Academy High School, where the Warriors lead the Catlin Gable Eagles in this boys 3A action, 75-63. Warrior basketball. Just need to break the pressure again and then take care of it in the half court and end this game. Streeter throws long to Duncan. Nobody went with him. Michael Duncan takes it out, lays it up and in. Horrible defense there against the pressure. Duncan having a good fourth quarter. Shang drives, gets in deep. Warriors back off a little bit. Want to keep that clock running. Shang makes the lay-in. There's a long pass to Wart. Wart take it in deep. Leaves it for Duncan. Duncan dribbles out of traffic, and the Warriors run some clock. Shang comes from behind, gets the steal. Shang kicks it to Agapiev off his hand and out of bounds. Warrior basketball. They got that one right. That's encouraging. 36 seconds to go. Warriors up 12. Duncan working against Shang. Shang with the foul. And then Shang talking some smack. Should get a technical for that, but doesn't. Not sure why he didn't give him a technical. He got right up in Duncan's face after he fouled him and talking some smack right in front of the official. That should have been a technical foul on Shang also. I'm trying to figure this out. Okay, so it's one on one. Those two technical fouls along with that foul put Catlin Gable over the limit. Misses the first free throw there, does Duncan, front end, after hitting all six of his previous free throws. Shang with a drive, the scoop, no good. Wart pulls down the rebound, throws it ahead to Streeter, underneath to Duncan, lays it up and in with the right hand. Michael Duncan with another basket as the Warriors decide not to run any clock. At the other end, Agapiev hits a three. 12 seconds to go in this one. Get the ball into Wart. Wart drives with the left hand, gets across half court, loses it out of bounds. Josh trying to do a little too much. 4 seconds to go in this one. Jake Bernard's in, and Josh Wart out. 79-68. I think he was trying to get Bernard's in before that, and the clock just kept running. Shang pulls up, shoots off balance at the buzzer. Final score, Amity 79, Catlin Gable 68 as the Warriors hold on here in the fourth quarter. After building a pretty comfortable lead of about 16 points, they hold on for an 11-point win as the game gets pretty ratty and sloppy in the last minute and a half. We'll take a quick break, be back, give you some scoring totals for this game. Warriors with another win. They move to 10-1. This is Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC McMinnville. Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. Wrapping this one up here, a little post-game action. Warriors with a 79-68 win over the Catlin Gable Eagles. Second time in a week, the Warriors have knocked them off by double digits. Warriors were led tonight by Tyler Parr with a career-high 33 points. Josh Wart with 20. Michael Duncan, 19. Streeter, 5. And Graham with a bucket for 2. For Catlin Gable, they got 20 out of Jet Shang, the point guard. Sasha Agapeyev with 19. 9 for Josh Foster, 7 each for Jonah Zeller. And Jake Girard, 6 for Eli Foster. All right, that's it for this one. The Warrior girls are playing right now, so I don't know what's going on in that game. But the Warrior boys will play at 5 o'clock tomorrow in the main gym here at Salem Academy. If the girls win over Valley Catholic, they'll play at 3:30 tomorrow in the main gym. If they lose, they'll play at 7:30. So they're either going to play before the boys or after the boys in the auxiliary gym. Or close to being after the boys. Sometime after the boys. About 2.5 hours after the boys game starts. So Amity plays Valley Catholic right now. And then Cascade Christian De La Salle on the girls' side playing later today. The winners of those games will play. Losers will play at 7:30. Winners will play at 3:30. All right. So we may be on at 3:30 tomorrow if the girls win. Otherwise, we'll be on at 5 o'clock for the boys' game, followed by the girls' game. This is Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC. Thanks for joining us this morning. Have yourself a great Thursday, and we will talk to you tomorrow. It's another day to be a Warrior fan. We will. Whoop, hold on a second. little trouble here in paradise. All right, we'll call that good. Thanks for joining us today. Have a great evening, and go Warriors.
Andrew Physical Therapy Orthopedic and Sports Rehab in McMinnville is an outpatient rehabilitation clinic that focuses on individualized, hands-on care. Their goal is that every patient who walks through the doors has a positive experience. At Andrew Physical Therapy, their passion is getting you better. Call them at 435-1900, 435-1900. If you're looking for a real estate agent in Yamhill County buying or selling, I highly recommend you check out Arlen Pounds of Sundance Realty. Call him at 883-3333. Wife and I are looking for a home, and he's been awesome to work with. Arlen Pounds, Sundance Realty, 883-3333. I highly recommend him.